Yeah, yeah. I'm taking my freedom.
Welcome to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. My name is Rebecca Whitman, and I'm a success mentor. I believe there are 7 pillars of success: your spiritual life, your physical fitness, your emotional, romantic, mental, social, and finally, your financial life. When you get all 7 areas in alignment, you are balanced, beautiful, and abundant. I learned this the hard way. I've always made money. Unfortunately, I spent so much time making money that I never had time for the rest of my life. So, despite not having financial worries, I was never happy. I wanted romance, but I didn't have time to date. I wanted to be in great shape, but I couldn't find a moment to go to the gym. I wanted a more spiritual life, but I didn't meditate. That also takes time. I wanted to read great books and fill my mind with deep thoughts, but I never made the time. I wanted a great social life, not just going to work-related events. Emotionally, I was a wreck because my life was totally out of balance. Today, I earn more money than I ever have in my life, and I work only part-time. I have the relationship of my dreams. I'm in the best physical shape of my life. I'm spiritually grounded. I feel fulfilled mentally, socially, and emotionally. My life is in perfect alignment. This podcast will help you discover where your life is out of balance. My mission is to support you in achieving work-life balance so that you can have more fun and freedom in life. On my show, you will get to learn from experts in all 7 areas of abundance. My guests have achieved tremendous success in their zone of genius. Are you ready to go to a level 10 in all 7 areas of life? You got this. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. My name is Rebecca Whitman, your host, and we are taking you from burned out to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. Today, we have a very special guest. Her name is Rose Metcalf, and I was just on her wonderful summit, and she is going to be talking about the divine feminine and the divine masculine. So before we get into our conversation with Rose, I wanted to kind of speak into the difference in the energies of masculine and feminine. So masculine energy is logical, direct, linear, competitive, and controlling. Feminine energy is creative, fluid, patient, passive, and vulnerable. We have both energies in us. We have a combination of masculine and feminine, and that is why I love the yin and yang symbol, because it shows the yin energy as feminine and the yang energy as masculine, and we have both. If you don't know what I'm talking about, it's that black and white symbol from Chinese medicine. So your energy or your prana is the life force within you. We have both feminine and masculine. So let's talk about the sacred feminine, which is also known as your Shakti. When you are in your feminine energy, you can magnetize, which is why I have a training called Magnetize Your Soulmate. You don't have to go out hunting for your soulmate. When you're in your feminine, your soulmate will be just drawn to you. You are slowing down. When you're in your feminine energy, we're not racing to and from events. We are more a human being than a human doing. When you're in your feminine, you can hold space for people, meaning your heart is open, you're compassionate, you're empathetic, you can see the highest vision of them. When you're in your feminine, you are enjoying the journey. You are loving the process. You're not just about the results. I like to say that I am in the action business and God is in the results business. I am enjoying the journey, the process of getting to where I'm going. You get to create community when you're in your feminine. You get to have people around you that hold you up and lift you up. That is why social is one of my seven pillars of abundance, because community brings immunity. When you have a community of people that believe in you and support you and cheer you on, that is part of being in the divine feminine. You relate to others. You take the time to connect and listen and be present and really connect to others. And you're not in a hurry. You're not rushing to and from. You have plenty of time and space to be present and relate to others. You have diffused focus. So when we're in our divine feminine, we can multitask. We are like a computer with 8 tabs open, because when women were cave women, they were holding the baby while talking, while picking berries, while avoiding the woolly mammoth. So we have learned how to have diffused awareness. When you're in your sacred masculine, you can lead with confidence and focus. You know where you're going and how to get there, and you can be enrolling and people are going to want to follow you. You can take massive action. You can go, 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 and not get tired. You have endless energy and enthusiasm to take action toward your goals and dreams. You can be efficient and effective. Again, linear thinking. So what's the shortest distance between two points is a straight line. Feminine energy is more all over the place and up and down line. Masculine energy is just boom, you're going to get there. You can be adventurous. You can go on high adrenaline adventures like jumping off an airplane or skiing down a cliff or, you know, swimming with the sharks, whatever the adventure is that causes you excitement and adrenaline, that is the masculine. You're courageous. You're not scared of the adventures going bad because you have the confidence and the drive to know that you're going to be okay no matter what the adventure might bring. You are a caretaker. Now, this is interesting because people think that nurturing is very feminine. And it can be, but caretaking and providing for is actually quite masculine. So when you are a caretaker, when you're taking care of a child, your mother, your wife, your girlfriend, and making sure that they are safe, you are actually in your masculine energy. And masculine energy is single focused. So when men were cavemen, they were like, kill the deer, kill the deer, kill the woolly mammoth, kill the woolly mammoth. I'm just going to do that one thing. So men have single focus, or when you're in your masculine energy, because these are just energies. So it doesn't matter what your gender is. You can be gay, straight, bi, lesbian, whatever it is. You just get to decide if you want to have more masculine leadership-driven energy or more feminine, more receptive, available, and respectful energy. So the great thing about my next guest is she is an expert at all things energetic, how to balance your masculine and your feminine, and how to be in the flow of your feminine energy. That is what her wonderful summit that I was so excited to be a part of was all about, is finding the flow and power of your divine feminine energy. Now that we know the difference between masculine and feminine energy, I've set the stage for a very enlivening conversation with Rose Metcalf. My name is Rebecca Whitman. I'm your host of the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. We're taking you from burned out and overwhelmed to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. We're coming to you live from the Bold Brave TV network. We are going to go on a quick commercial break, but don't go anywhere, because when we come back, you are going to get to meet my wonderful guest, Rose Metcalf. We'll see you in a couple minutes. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. I'm your host, Rebecca Whitman, and we are coming to you live from the Bold Brave TV network. We are in our studio with Rose Metcalf. Welcome to the show, Rose.
Oh, I'm so happy to be with you, Rebecca. How are you today?
I am so great. It's wonderful to see you again. Let me tell my audience a little bit about your amazing background. So Rose is known as the Dream Activator. Having faced death, which we'll get into that story in a minute, she developed a superpower for moving women into action on their dreams. She's been featured on major news outlets like BBC, National Geographic, ABC, NBC, The Today Show, and The Science Channel. I am so excited to have you on the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show.
It's an honor to be here. And I love this burned out to balance beautiful and abundant. It's such a key topic for women. And I think what we're talking about today with the masculine and feminine energy balance is so key to that journey of, you know, explaining why we get burned out and how we can remedy it.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. So I want to hear the story about you surviving the sinking ship, the Costa Concordia. That must have been quite a harrowing experience. I can't even imagine surviving a shipwreck. Tell us a little bit about that.
It was really the moment where in my mind and based on, you know, logic and rationalizing it, like I should have died. You know, I was on a sinking ship. I was in a place where I was not able to be saved and the ship was going down. And it was in that moment that I reconciled with death when I was stood on the front of the ship and I was looking out and we were sinking and sinking and sinking. And the horrifying sounds that were going along with it, that I really made peace with death. And far from being, you know, as harrowing as I was expecting that to be, it was actually the word I would use that's not quite right, but there is no word that I have found in any language that says it quite how I mean it, but it was complete serenity. I had this absolute peace that I had lived my life so far to the fullest. And I actually had, you know, they talk about that film or that movie playing in front of your head, and that absolutely happened. I thought it would be full of all the tragedy of my upbringing. And what actually I saw was all the joyful moments, all the accomplishments and everything that I had accomplished in my life. And it was really in that moment, I think there's a few things that led to my survival. I do think that I was saved for a reason. I do believe there's a higher purpose to me being here. And that was the moment that activated me into my purpose. And also there was the drive that my parents would lose me if I didn't figure a way out of it. And the empathy that I had for that was really the driving force in the practicality of how to survive that shipwreck.
So what kind of ship was it? What ocean was it in? What happened?
Yeah, I was a dancer for 4 months on the Costa Concordia. It was the largest cruise ship of the time. We were in the Mediterranean Sea, and our sonar equipment was faulty. So unfortunately, we hit a rock under the water, and I was trained in the safety of the ship, and therefore I knew that if three or compartments were breached, so those are the compartments that run along the bottom of the ship, we had 12 of them. I knew that if three or more were breached, that we would sink. And so there was a big cover-up. They decided not to tell people that we were sinking, which is why many of the people that died, because they were stranded in their cabins and below deck. And I just knew. I followed my instincts and I followed my truth. I knew what was true, and that was really how I was able to survive. But it's the biggest maritime disaster in history, 4 times the size of the Titanic. And so it's really been covered up. There's been some improvements in safety, but I certainly won't be going on another ship knowing what I now know.
I'm not going to go on a cruise ship either. And my husband hates cruises. So like this definitely solidifies it for me. So did you get into one of the lifeboats? Is that how you were saved?
No, not at all. No, not at all. So because the ship was listing onto its side, the lifeboats weren't working. So I saw people being tipped out and falling to their death. I saw, you know, some of the lifeboats got away, but really it was more like, if you think of D-Day, we were on this tiny island called the Isola del Giglio, just off the coast of Rome in Italy. And all of the people in the middle of the night that lived there got in their fishing boats and came out and tried to start taking people that were in the water away. Some people did get sucked under the ship and crushed. Some people did get onto the working lifeboats. There were a lot of heroes that night. Some life rafts did deploy, but even some people used coffins from the onboard mortuary as flotation devices, because the chests containing the life jackets were locked. And so a lot of people didn't have any way to float. And I ended up supporting about 400 fellow crew members to safety. But by the time I had done that, I got to a point where the corridor became an elevator or a lift shaft. It was completely impassable. So I was completely stranded. And I shared with you that moment when I was like, this is it. You know, this is the end of my life. I'm 23 years old. I had hoped to live longer, but, you know, here I am. And it was in that moment of realizing that I needed to survive, not for me, but for my family, that I thought to use a phone of a colleague that I was stranded with to send a Facebook message to my dad. That's all I could get out. I couldn't phone, I couldn't email, none of that was working. So I sent a Facebook message. He happened to be awake at 4 in the morning and called Mayday, called the Italian Coast Guard, because, as I said, there was a cover-up and they were on the ship. The company was not announcing that we were sinking. They were saying it was an electrical fault. So it was the Italian Coast Guard that came out and to cut what could be an entire book into a sentence. It was the Italian Coast Guard that sent out a helicopter, and after a few hours of them not being able to find us, eventually I was found and winched up, which is a whole story in itself.
So you were found just treading water, and you were...
No, I never got to water. I was so high up on the ship because we tilted, and I was on the side away from the water. There was no way to get down to water level. I did try. I tied a fire hose and tried to use it as a rope, but it was nowhere near long enough. And if I had found my way down to water level, I would have crushed every bone in my body and hit it like concrete. So it's like being on, imagine being in a skyscraper. That's the height that we're talking about. So I never got to water.
Thank God you were on the side of the ship that went high up and not under.
Well, we had to do that because as it was tilting, I'm going to like demonstrate, we're sliding, and we would have slid off the side and we would have just again hit the water like concrete. So it was by design that I kept encouraging the crew members to move up and up and up.
Were you running up the steps of the ship?
We were on a flat surface. So, you know, some people got trapped in the lift. Some people did go upstairs, but there were 4,000 people on board. So a lot of the stairways were completely jam-packed with people panicking, having a freeze, fight, flight, appease kind of response. And so I was actually on the front of the ship because I had a duty to perform. And so I wasn't anywhere near stairs or anywhere. I ended up climbing up with my fingertips. There was one point where I was clambering along with my fingers and my feet were free swinging from this window frame. And if I had slipped, I would have immediately died. But I was trying to get to a higher point so that the helicopters could find us.
You are such a leader and a miracle. The fact that you were thinking of other people and you were leading 400 people while you were fighting for your life. I mean, wow, now I understand like why, you know, you're such a powerful coach. You've really been through so much. So how do you think this event changed your life and empowered you to be a better coach and help more people?
Absolutely. It activated me into my purpose. It redirected me for sure. I went through PTSD, survivor's guilt. My life was miserable. It was like I describe it like I had a gray veil over my head. Like everything in the world just looked gray to me. And it was completely my experience. And I really was in the place of feeling victimized. why did this happen to me? I had this gorgeous career that I had worked my entire life for. I was, you know, succeeding. I was doing what I loved. I was dancing. I was traveling the world. And so I was operating on this, why did this happen to me, and what was taken away from me? And that was a big healing journey. I eventually was able to see a psychologist that I probably attribute maybe 5% of my healing to, but it was really through the feminine modalities, meaning modalities that really worked with the body and releasing the trauma in the body, as well as the personal development journey of understanding that this had happened for me, that this was activating me into my purpose, which is the gift now that I can bring others, is this perspective that what seems like resistance and friction happening to us is indeed our calling to strengthen who we are and actually become the leader of that for others, because we have the experience. And whilst we, in the very patriarchal or the masculine paradigm, we're very much focused on our credentials, and we're very much focused on following that path, I want to learn, and I don't know about you, but I'm guessing everybody in the world, we want to learn from people who are actually walking the walk, not just talking the talk. So I think part of where we're evolving as humanity is we're understanding the value experience, and you want a coach who has been through it and come out the other side to walk you through it as well as the qualifications. I have those too. I'm a psychologist, I'm a nutritionist, but I think really want to learn from the people who have the experiences you have, Rebecca. I got to interview you and I heard all about your journey as well, and I know you share that depth as well.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you. So how do we balance our masculine and feminine energies?
Yeah. So I love vocabulary, love words. And so I think this is what's so key. So if you think of the word balance, I see two spinning plates that we're trying to keep spinning at the same time, right? Very, very distracted focus. What I teach, and I haven't heard anyone else talk about it this way, is flexing into different aspects of ourselves. So like you shared at the beginning, the divine masculine, which is the light part, the divine masculine and the divine feminine are fundamental and within all genders, just so we're very clear about that. We all have both within us. And so when we can flex between those two energies, that's how we can be highly, highly successful. But I always talk about it like I'm a dancer, so let me just do it, right? If you think about like a little cha-cha, right? You think about a little cha-cha. Well, that's exactly it. It's like we get to embody some divine feminine, so we can work on things like receptivity, we can work on surrender, we can have a spiritual connection, which I believe is fundamental to human beings. And we must meet the universe, or insert whichever higher power you know to be true. We must meet the universe with an action step. What is action? The masculine. So we get to flex into the feminine. Let's say in this instance, it's manifestation, right? So right. We flex into the feminine of being very specific with what it is that we want, really aligning ourselves energetically, working with our frequency, doing our inner work. And a lot of people get stuck there when they go into their divine feminine work. So it's equally as important that we then flex into our divine masculine energy of taking the action step, right? I love the analogy of somebody, you know, manifesting and manifesting and manifesting, winning the lottery. I love this example because everyone can relate. Right. And so, you know, there's this story of this woman who's manifesting and manifesting and manifesting that she's going to win the lottery. And she's so frustrated that she's not winning until someone comes along and says, "Did you buy a ticket?"
Exactly. That's great.
And that's it. It's not a balance. It's a flex. When I'm in, let's say, my productive time with work, I do 9 till 10:30 every morning, focus time. Masculine, divine masculine, highly productive, moving myself forwards, embodying what I call the huntress archetype. Very, I have an arrow in front of me. I know where I'm going. I'm making forward progress. And then I get to flex into my feminine for, let's say, creativity, spending time with my lover. If I show up in my masculine energy with my partner, who is a man, right? If I show up in my masculine, then that emasculates him. He can lean more into feminine. But if I can lean into and transition, flex into my feminine, it allows him to rise in his masculine. And then we have that polarity in our relationship that is that attraction, right?
Yes, I love that. Did you ever have a challenge with this? Were you ever out of balance between your masculine and your feminine? And what did you do to realign?
Yeah, and isn't that it? It's so nuanced, because what we're talking about here is not something that it's like you study for an exam and you just pass the exam and that's it. You move on forwards with your life. It's something that we are always teetering on. And we find out by our energy where we are. So are we burnt out? Well, then I'm going to tell you that you are too much in the masculine, right? You are imbalanced. You're not flexing enough into your feminine. So absolutely. I know it's a big thing of yours. So I'll talk about burnout. I was so in my masculine that it got to the point where it was toxic to me, that I then got to the point of overdoing. So masculine doing. I was so overdoing that I got to the point where my adrenals were completely depleted. My cortisol levels were off the chart, and my body had no other choice but to actually force me into the feminine, which is surrender. The moment of, I cannot do any more. And it's so frustrating, that point. If anybody watching has had burnout, and Rebecca, I'm guessing from the title of your show, you have this experience.
Oh, yes.
But if you don't balance it yourself, nature will rebalance itself always, right? So let's talk about a woman cycle. So if we're always trying to be highly productive in this spring cycle, right, which is when we're going up towards ovulation, we're highly productive. Well, if we keep trying to run on that, we're going to end up burnt out. Mm-hmm. However, if we take our yin time, I'm about to go into my yin time. I have a week blocked off my calendar. I am not doing anything. I am being. And that is how I have abundant energy, because I'm working with the cycles in my body. But when I was burnt out, that was the lesson I learned. So with my partner, did I learn that lesson? Yes, because I was thinking to myself, why am I always the one like in charge and paying the bills and going here and making us do this? And, you know, I was very much in that masculine energy. And of course, we always initially think, okay, the problem's with him, right? Why is he right. So feminine? And it wasn't until I, actually the same time of burnout, when I was able to surrender, I was able to receive his protection. I was able to receive his leadership energy, because I had no other choice. And it was through that experience that I learned, oh, I need to learn how to flex into this. So when I complete my work for the day, I take a moment and I wrap up my work for the day. I flex myself out of my masculine. I flex myself into my feminine, which is it being embodied in my body, being connected to my sensuality, being connected to my beingness. But then he gets to show up in his masculine and I get to be in my feminine.
I love that you take a deliberate transitional period. You just take that moment like, okay, I finished my workday. Now I'm going to flex into my feminine. So that is so beautiful. I've had Alison Armstrong on the show, and she talked about like when she's in her transition time, just telling her husband at the time, you know, just give me a second. I'm in my transition time. Change clothes, draw a bath, like actually give yourself that transition to go from the doing and the action to just the beingness and the playfulness and the receptiveness of feminine. So I love how you're just like, all right, that's it. I'm transitioning into my feminine now. I think that is so beautiful. So now, how do you know when you're out of alignment, Rose? How do you feel when you're out of alignment either way? Do you feel drained? Do you feel burned out? Do you feel exhausted? Do you feel like you're overdoing it or too focused on results? Or, you know, in contrast, do you feel like you're too passive and like not taking enough action toward your goals and dreams? So how do you feel today? Because as you said, it's a constant kind of balancing act. How do you feel today when you're out of alignment, and how do you readjust?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you nailed it. You actually said it all there. It's whenever your energy will tell you always. Your energy will tell you always. And I think what we get to look at is what was modeled for us growing up, because there's a lot of information there about what our go-to will be. Or, for example, in my experience, I was very codependent. So I needed to step into my divine masculine in order to, or probably a lot of my shadow masculine as well, in order to get things done. And so that became my modus operandi. So it was really in being so out of balance and getting to the complete point of exhaustion and it not working that then I learned about this other side. But you know what always happens when a pendulum swings, right? Is then you go to the opposite extreme, and then you're spending, I'm going to just share my experience, you know, then you're meditating, then you're manifesting, then you're doing your vision board, and then you're using sacred oils and sacred essences. You're like, this is great, but nothing's, you know, like you're not taking the necessary action, like you said. So it's absolutely energy and results, energy and results. So where is your energy? If you are feeling depleted, it's probably a sign. If you are drained, it's probably a sign that you have been overdoing it, right? Masculine. And therefore you get to rebalance that. Think about culture on a big scale, right? Think about the, like, where we are now, post-industrial revolution. We are, our modus operandi or our natural way of existing is in the masculine paradigm, and that is depleting, exhausted, unsustainable. We can see it on a planetary level. We see it through our 9-to-5s, 5 days a week, very unsustainable, right? What do people do when they're in that kind of corporate way of being? Is then their 2 days off is they just cannot function. They sit and watch TV and, you know, try and feed their dopamine in their brain with snacks, but they don't really bring them that much pleasure. So that is a key sign when so drained like that, that you are overdoing it in the masculine. And so be very kind with yourself there, because that is how not just our generation has been raised, but the previous two generations as well. And then we can swim.
I love you for saying I'm your generation, by the way, because I'm not, but I'll talk about that later. If you're listening, it's the collagen I drank, but okay, I'm listening.
Awesome. Awesome. And then there can be the other sway, right? The other way where, you know, we can kind of opt out and we can become so passive that then we can get into cycles of anxiety. And where does anxiety dissolve is really in taking action. So it's very much finding this counterpoint and this this just recognizing where we are. You know, are we seeing results? Are we feeling drained? Finding that balance. And I'm going to speak to the women that either menstruate or are postmenopausal, because you're still cycled with the moon, that the biggest thing that I have done in my life to solve this, and the easiest way, is to follow the moon. So I know when it's a new moon, it's going to be, I think, tomorrow or Saturday. I think it crosses the two. I'm completely synced up with that. I'm going to start my period then. I'm having a week off, right? So that is my yin time. That's my inward time. I do not schedule appointments. I make zero commitments. I get to do whatever I want, which is probably going to be some meditation and journaling and watching, like, you know, rom-coms. I love watching rom-coms or English TV shows like The Great British Baking Show. That is the time when I am rejuvenating. Now, when I come out of that time, I'm going to start feeling this surge of energy. I'm going to set an intention for the next month. When it gets to the full moon, I'm going to be highly creative. I'm going to need a lot less sleep. I can go, 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 go. I can do something like inhumanly possible, you would think. I put on several events all at the same time and I can handle it all, right? Because I'm ovulating, I'm in that the moon is full, right? So that's when we really have that ability. And then the week after that, we get to wrap things up, close things down and really learn our lessons, what worked, what didn't work. It's a time of reflection. So the easiest way to learn about flexing into your masculine versus your feminine is, as a woman, I believe, or feminine identifying being, is to cycle yourself with the moon. And if you honor those cycles, you'll never be burned out.
So you take a week off every single month where you just give yourself unstructured downtime?
Exactly. So
that's wonderful.
3 weeks is structured and then 1 week is integration. So my clients are integrating everything that they have been learning the entire month so that they are actually applying it into their lives, integrating it into their lives. For me, I'm probably studying because I'm an absolute nerd, but I'm free to do that. I don't have anything that's on my calendar. Yeah.
I love that. Wow. 3 weeks on, 1 week off. What a beautiful work cycle. So speaking of being unto yourself for a week, what does it mean to you to be sovereign?
Yeah. Oh, such a good question. So I want to take a little step back on that question because I think it's so key, because our idea of sovereignty is so warped. We have one extreme that feminine identifying beings fall into, which is being everything to everyone. That if everybody needs me, then they won't leave me. And unfortunately, at that point, we start questioning, who am I? I don't know. I want to be true to myself, because we have that yearning that it's actually dopamine, neurobiologically, that's what's going on, that evolutionary hormone that is always striving for our growth. So when we're in that place of being codependent or everything to everyone, then we're not, we're going to have that itch, that kind of, something's unsatisfying, and I want to be true to myself. But then let's talk about the pendulum swinging to the opposite extreme. So then you're like, okay, no more of that. And I talk from experience. We then go into the, I'm fiercely femininely independent, I don't need anyone, the walls go up, and we completely isolate ourselves. And then we don't let anyone in, and we have this belief that we can do it all alone. And that is not true. Neurobiologically, we actually need others to co-regulate. This whole idea of self-regulation has now been completely disproven. So we need others in our life in order to be healthy, happy. I mean, we've seen this from the pandemic. I was speaking with a psychologist in Italy I said, have you seen any difference because of the lockdown? He said, yes, cases of people developing multiple personalities, schizophrenia, has skyrocketed. Meaning when we isolate ourselves like that, we end up creating multiple personalities within ourselves, because our craving for the need for community is so high. So we're incredibly
really interesting. And I know that alcoholism and suicide and domestic violence, I know you're a big advocate of empowering women against domestic violence. All these things have gone up in the isolation of the pandemic. So
I'll answer your question on sovereignty. So what does it mean to sovereignty? Sovereignty? The biggest archetype that I teach in my Goddess Uni, so I have a program that really shows women how to really understand all of the nuances of what it means to be a feminine identifying being. So typically we're locked in this modus operandi or way of being that we were brought up into, and we typically follow this maiden into mother and then eventually into the wise woman. But the archetype that I believe all women get to be initiated into, you get to be anointed as the sovereign queen. Yes. And if you think of you're like, yes, right? If you think of our queen, Queen Bee, right? Queen Beyonce. If you think of that, she really embodies that archetype. And that is the place where you know authentically who you are. You are true to yourself. And you realize that in order to create the better world that you want to see, you must have people around you to support you. You must have your counsel. You must have your people hold you up. Yes. So that you can share your unique gift with the world. So sovereignty is really in reclaiming that, in being true to yourself and in receiving the feminine, receiving the support so that you can create the better world that you want to see. And that for me really is sovereignty. Sovereignty is freedom of your, I would say, your mental boundaries. It's hugely to do with boundaries.
And a sovereign queen is balanced, because to speak to the topic of the show, she can receive and people are tending to her well-being, but she's also empowered in taking action and ruling her domain. So I think that queen is such a beautiful archetype. And tell us why you chose the title of your summit. I know it incorporates feminine and sovereign. So tell us about the title of your summit and why you chose that.
Yeah, I surveyed 3,000 women and I asked them the question, what is most holding you back from living your most fulfilled life? And I was shocked, Rebecca. I was shocked, and I shared this with you. I was shocked to hear that women are holding themselves back from being empowered in who they are, being true to themselves, from following that yearning to create the better world that they want to see and help people, because they're afraid of losing their family. And so this series really unpacks, and oh my goodness, the interviews are amazing. Every single one, 20 minutes long, has an action step of what you can do today to be sovereign, true to yourself, and be in unconditionally loving relationships and be loved for authentically who you are. So the title of the series is Feminine Empowered, How to Claim Your Sovereignty Without Losing Family. And we really go into the nuances of that to empower women to be the sovereign queen and do it in a way they are going to be truly loved for who they are.
That is such an amazing title. I was so honored to be a part of it. If anybody wants to learn these amazing tools that all these empowered queens are getting in the summit, I have a free guest pass for you. It's in the link tree in the show notes. And Rose, other than being a part of your amazing summit, which they're going to claim their guest pass, how can people find you online? How can people stay in touch with you?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can go to my website, rosemetcalf.com/connect. You can connect with me there if you're really feeling the call to step into being the queen that you are. And I most show up on in my email community. So when you join, Rebecca and I give lots of free teachings in there and lots of things to really support you and hold you strong, because it is a constant daily fight to be fully expressed in the world, to be authentic to yourself. And you need the counsel of others to really hold you strong, like you're doing here, listening into this. And I most show up on social media, on Instagram. You'll see little dance videos and things like that there.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Rose, for being on the show. My name is Rebecca Whitman, your host of the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant show. We're taking you from burned out to balanced, beautiful, and abundant, and we're doing it live on the Bold Brave TV network. We are going to come right back after our last commercial break. Don't go anywhere. We're going to talk about what is coming up in the community and how you can be balanced, beautiful, and abundant with some of my awesome offerings. I'll see you in a couple minutes. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. I'm your host, Rebecca Whitman, and we are coming to you live from the Bold Brave TV network. We just had a wonderful interview with Rose Metcalf about how to be in your queendom, your sovereignty. So to get her free summit, where you get amazing interviews, including with one of my former mentors and stylist, Jennifer Butler. She's amazing. Never thought I'd share a stage with her. Go to the link tree in my bio, and it's called the Empowered Feminine Guest Pass. I'm also part of another amazing summit. This one is actually a live summit. So to get your free guest pass, go to the link tree, and it is going to be on October 5th at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. and it's called Fresh Start After 40. So if you are in midlife or beyond and you're wanting a fresh start, you're going to absolutely love this live summit. I'm one of the many panelists that are being interviewed on how to renew, invigorate, and begin your life all over again. You can restart your life anytime you want, and I encourage you to start it by opting into the summit on October 5th, 12 p.m. Pacific time. I am having a really fun challenge for my listeners for fall. I call it the 7-7-7 Challenge. 7 pillars of abundance in 7 days for $7. That is a price that you can't refuse. You are going to get every pillar of abundance to a level 10 in 7 days. Have a great time to get this wonderful challenge. I like to call it my Fall Reset Challenge. Go to the link tree. You can claim your pass. It's going to be so great to have a fall reset. They say that September is the new January. We're back from our summer vacations. The barbecues are over and we're back into our routine. So make this fall your reset time. Talking about collagen, I love that Rose said we are the same generation because she's clearly a millennial and I'm Generation X. But I found the secret weapon for anti-aging. It is the special liquid collagen mixed with hyaluronic acid. It's got zero fat, zero sugar, zero carbs. It tastes great. And you can get one for fat loss or one for anti-aging. So the one for fat loss comes in yummy flavors like chocolate, vanilla, mango, coconut, lime. Or the one for anti-aging has 13 superfoods that boost your skin, hair, nails. I mean, this collagen is amazing. I've had it every day for the last 2 years. My mom drinks it. My husband drinks it. My best friend drinks it. Everybody that I care about drinks it because we want to be our best selves and we want to age backwards. So make sure you claim your $10 promo code. Again, it's in the link tree. And finally, I am taking my feminine week off next week. I'm going to Cabo with my husband, and I'm going to have a blissful week of just doing nothing, renewing, recharging, and reviving. So we'll probably have a replay show. It won't be live, but it'll still be a great show. But save the date for 2 weeks from today, 3 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Pacific on Thursday, where we will be coming to you live with another incredible guest that will be helping you go from burned out, drained, overwhelmed, as we learned today, and our masculine energy, our toxic masculine, not even our divine masculine, to balanced, beautiful, and abundant, perfectly balanced between our masculine and our feminine, taking empowered action while having fun and having plenty of self-care. I'm Rebecca Whitman, your host of the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show, and we were live today at the Bold Brave TV network. Until we see each other again, keep your vibe high and your hands clean. Thanks for tuning in, guys.
Who says you can't have it all? I'm proof that you can. You just have to put your life into balance. Too much of anything, money, fitness, socializing, can overtake your life. When all 7 aspects of your life work in harmony, you will achieve the balanced, beautiful, and abundant life you've always dreamed of. Please subscribe to hear more inspiring interviews. Is there someone you know who could benefit from this podcast? Please share this podcast with them. Please review this podcast. Your feedback will help me target your needs and plan for upcoming shows that answer your questions and feature guest speakers that can make a big difference in your life. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Rebecca E. Whitman. Feel free to DM me to book a free balance assessment call. And don't forget, stay balanced, beautiful, and abundant.